It was confirmed today that the Greek Prime Minister's proposed referendum on the latest EU bailout will go ahead. Having already been handed multiple bailout packages, the inevitability of Greece defaulting may be happening very, very soon. With mass civil unrest across the country due to the public being unhappy with austerity measures, it is almost certain that the people of Greece will vote against another bailout package. EU leaders are shocked by the decision for the referendum, and pro-bailout MPs have called for the Prime Minister's resignation. So what is going to happen? And should Greece accept another bailout? I'm Miles Dyer. It is Wednesday, November 2nd, and you are listening to Podcast 376. The whole situation in Greece, to me, is just one big sick joke. You have governments from all across Europe meeting at these EU events where they discuss proposals to deal with the economic crisis across the Eurozone. Greece is constantly on the edge of defaulting, which is effectively claiming bankruptcy, resetting their monetary values, getting rid of the euro currency, and have their own sovereignty. But the IMF, the central bank for the Eurozone, keeps printing out money. They keep giving bailout after bailout after bailout. And it's insane, because if a country is in debt and they can't pay that debt, where is the sense in giving them another loan? And they, you know, they go, oh, well, we've reduced the interest on that loan. But there's still interest there. You have the principal, which is the money that you've been given in the sense of a loan. And then you have the interest, which is the money that has to be paid back. Now, if they don't have the money to pay back the principal, what they've been owed, how on earth are they expected to pay the interest as well? Now, we could get into a whole discussion about that. But what I really want to talk about today is the events that have unfolded. We have a Prime Minister who has had lots of pressure put on him from pro-bailout MPs who've called for him to resign, and from the Prime Minister of Germany and of France, who want to give another bailout because Greece is about to default. If Greece did default, it would have a knock-on effect. We've currently got countries like Portugal, Spain, and Italy, which have completely mismanaged economies. And they obviously think that you need to regulate it more. And only a free market can govern itself. Well, actually, it's what I've said about most things in life. If a government puts a law in place, it shows a failure to deal with the problem in the first place. And actually, it shows you the ludicrousness of a monetary system or a capitalist system or a free market. You know, if it was a true free market, it would be very Darwinian. More Darwinian than we have now, and that wouldn't be great. So obviously they have to put regulation in place, but people can abuse regulation, they can find loopholes, and it's why we've got a lot of the problems that are happening in the world today. But going back to Greece, they are now having a referendum to decide whether or not they want this bailout, and I am pretty certain that the Greeks will not want it, and it's great that the people get to have a say. They get to vote on the future of their country. It's not just been dictated by the Eurocrats that are putting all this pressure on their Prime Minister and the government themselves. And just to quickly explain something there, about 75% of the laws in the UK are decided by Eurocrats who aren't elected by people. They're elected by the government at the top. So for me, it just stinks. It's completely corrupt. And so going back to this issue of pressure, we can look back, I think it was about a year ago, where Ireland wanted to get out of the EU. So they have a referendum and the people voted in favour of getting out of the Eurozone. And you know what happened? They had another referendum just because the Eurocrats were not happy with that decision, because government always know best, right? And so you may ask the question, why do they want this Eurozone so badly? The Eurozone has been an experiment since the end of World War II, and it is a step towards having a one world government, which is where all of the decisions for the whole world's population on a sort of a macroeconomical basis, obviously local laws would be legislated lower down the chain, but effectively all decisions would be made by one central government for the entire world. Now, that is dangerous. And it's why central banks are put in place. Central banks are put in place because you cannot control people, what they do with their time individually, what job they work and how they behave. But if you have a central bank and you can control interest rates and therefore how the whole monetary system works, you can control the population. You know, we have the Bank of England here in the UK. You have the Federal Reserve in the US, you have the IMF, you have the World Bank. Actually, the Federal Reserve has been printing out trillions of dollars, which has been lent to other countries and put them in debt. It's terrible. Because corruption comes from having a monetary system, money and power, and therefore corporations getting together with government. It is not good. And it's why we have mass protests happening around the world at the moment. And I guess we could get into a whole discussion about democracy. I mean, the example I've given about Ireland, the people don't want another bailout. They want to default, but it's not what the Eurocrats want. Tomorrow there is a G20 meeting, which should be very interesting, which the Prime Minister of Greece is going to, and we'll have to speak to those that have been organising the bailout packages of why he's made this decision. I'd say really keep a close eye on this story. Part of me feels that a global economic collapse would actually be good because the system's not working. We need to start again with a new system. What the new system is, we can leave for a discussion another time. But I'm sure we'll all agree that the inevitable is being delayed by giving bailout after bailout. You are just doing patchwork to a system that has failed. It has failed. And how long do they think this can go on for? Because the more bailouts that are given, the more debt there is, the more austerity measures there are. And I think it's about time that the government at the top start representing the people. And that's not what's happening at the moment. They are not listening. There have been many stories recently in the press about how government is organised. And an example is in the City of London, within the square mile. I'll just finish on this point. It turns out that there are votes within the councils for what policies get implemented, and different companies get different numbers of votes based on how many employees they have working for them. So you think, oh, that's great. So a big company with lots of employees, all the employees get a vote. No, that's not what happens. It means that the boss of that company with the most employees gets the most votes. So it's the people at the top that make the decision. And then you look at the balance of power and you find out the votes of the people are completely outweighed by those at the top in the corporations in power. And just to give another example of false democracy, we have an online system now where you can sign an online petition, and if there are enough signatures, it gets brought up in Parliament. There were 100,000 signatures of people wanting a referendum of whether or not the UK should stay in the euro. So this was brought up in Parliament and they had a vote internally to find out if there should be a referendum. And it turned out that the MPs were whipped by the leaders of their party saying you should vote against this. And so they did. They didn't represent the people and there was no referendum. What is happening to democracy? I mean, that really is the important question, I guess. But for the moment, focus should be on Greece because personally, I really feel for the people out there. If you've seen any pictures from the streets of Greece, it's just carnage, riots, anger, frustration, and it needs to come to some resolution soon. It really does because masses of people are suffering and that's not fair. And so on that depressing note, I want to say thank you for listening as always, and I will see you again soon on another Podcast 376.